What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. This is Derek Cole, and this morning, it's a little warmer than 15 degrees. It is a warmer morning, but the mild temperatures of the winter are coming back pretty soon, so now is a great time if you have not had the opportunity to get your unit checked out, get it maintenance, get it serviced. We have seen a lot of things the last few weeks. Some of it you can prevent with proper maintenance. If y'all are subscribed to our LinkedIn newsletter, you saw on Monday we dropped an article about the dangers of a cracked heat exchanger. Just to recap that pretty quick, it's very dangerous. A cracked heat exchanger is nothing to play with. It's nothing to even mess around with because you're now exposing the inside of your home potentially to carbon monoxide poisoning. Those gases are no longer being vented out of your house because the flame is open. The heat exchanger is compromised, it's exposed, that is getting in the air and can cause you a problem. So it's going to cause a problem with the unit. It's either going to, you know, cause a problem with the flame not burning right, or it's going to overheat and limits are going to go out and you're going to have that challenge. But if for some reason none of the safeties of the unit actually turn the unit off and you have a cracked heat exchanger, or even if you, I hate to say it, but we've seen the safeties bypassed. They bypass the switches, bypass the safeties. That is dangerous. If you even have that going on or even hear that going on, stop. It is not safe. But yeah, I need heat. Yes, but you also want to be alive. There are so many stories we hear about having to have heat. Could be an older person or a person that's sick or a person that's bedridden. You can't take that risk. You cannot do it. You have to shut that unit down. If you know someone or have a loved one in that situation, I know last week was cold. Coming up, it's going to be, you know, back to normal temperatures of 55, 40, you know, 35 degrees. It's going to be cold again. But the safety devices are in there for a reason. They are to protect the unit and protect the customer, protect the person in the home. So don't let that happen. If you hear that happening, put a stop to it. If it's happened at your house, stop it right now. When we find a compromised heat exchanger, we actually turn the gas off and explain to the customer, look, you cannot run this. I have to turn it off. Now, what you do when I leave, obviously I have no control over, but it is strongly, with a strong recommendation, do not turn that unit back on. Do not get someone out here to turn that system back on. That system is not safe to operate. So if you haven't checked out the article, check it out. It's on LinkedIn, the Home and Life Comfort newsletter. Just search Derek Cole, you know, Simmons 1 Hour. You'll find it. But I think there's about five points on the article. It seems like five's the favorite number all of a sudden. But check it out, read it, subscribe. That's going to be on Facebook later. I'm sure there'll be a video on it later. But if you want, you know, if you want very first access, get on the email list because those were the first folks to get access to it. They got by email, then was released in the newsletter, and now I'm doing a podcast on it days later. So if you want early access to anything, you know, go to SimmonsOneHour.com, email us, that'll get you on the newsletter email that I send out at least every week with updates and things going on. And it's just, it's information. You know, no one's trying to sell anything. No one's trying to get you to do anything. It's just information, information, information. Take it as you want it. It's advice, information, but I think it's really good. I think it's really good. Of course, I'm biased, I think, because I'm the one putting it out. But check it out. Home and Life Comfort Newsletter on LinkedIn, or go to SimmonsOneHour.com. Sign up for the email list. Just put, fill out a form that says contact us, email list. That's all you can do. And we won't reach out to you, but we'll just add you to the list. So simple as that. But enjoy the next couple of days of warmer weather. Then we're back to normal temps of the winter around here, which is, you know, usually around 45, 40, 40, you know, 50 degrees. Nothing out of the ordinary coming up. But when it does, as soon as we find out, you'll find out. Anyway, check it out. Thank you for listening to the podcast. It means so much to me. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.